All right, guys, this is episode 51, and I am particularly excited and nervous about this particular podcast. So anybody who knows me personally knows that I have two moms, a mom and a stepmom, and they have a very unique relationship. You know, it's not any baby mama drama, no, you know, why you texting my man still, none of that kind of stuff going on between those two. And I really have not seen, personally, another example like their relationship. Usually, you know, you'll see situations to where maybe they don't dislike each other, but they're not trying to be like best friends either. But this situation is different. You know, they talk, you know, they hang out, you know, they do things like that. You know, even try to take over conversations when I'm talking to one or the other and I'm with the other one, you know, they try to take over my conversation. So I just thought this would be a cool podcast to do. So maybe you can help future stepmoms and moms, you know, have the relationship that you guys have. So, let me introduce them. I have my mom, Jada, on the phone. Say hello.
Hello.
First of all, why are you talking like that?
Hello.
You
told me to be nice.
I did. It sounded like you. She using the Bill voice. You know, when your parents are trying to pay bills on the phone and they have to use that voice. Hello, my name is Jada. Yes.
I'm using my Uncle Bobby's voice.
Yeah. and I have my stepmom, Angela, say something. Hello. In your regular voice. Yeah. Oh, she's so good at that voice, but I'm not going to get on her too much today. Anyway, we have Kelly, of course. She's not a mom, but she's my co-host. Y'all know Kelly, so if you want to say something, go ahead. Let me get on Kelly right quick. She comes on the camera all bashful, but before the camera's rolling, you know, she's singing. She a doo-wop girl. You know, she hit notes. You know, when we get on here, hi. Okay.
Oh, I know. And then every time it's always like, you didn't talk much, which normally it's, you can't get me to stop talking.
We're just going to have to record without her knowing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, y'all see the true Kelly.
I all of a sudden get audio shy. Not camera shy, audio shy.
Yeah, audio shy. So, for the first 10 years of my life, I lived in Port Arthur with my mom. When I was 10 years old, I moved to Fulshear, actually, to live with my dad. Now,
Katie, all the same thing.
Yeah, Katie, yeah. So I moved there when I was 10. First, I just wanted to ask my mom, how difficult was that decision to allow me to move out here with my dad? And then I'm going to follow up that question with, I know what ultimately led you to, what led you to finally decide to let me move down here, which was Angie. So just tell me how difficult it was and tell me the role Angie played in that decision.
Okay, it was very, very difficult. Mm-hmm. Your dad had been asking me this for like years, like, let him come stay with me, you know, and da da da. I'm like, no, my baby is not going out. No.
Yeah.
He is not going out there or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I worked so much and you were always with Damien's mom and, you know, you was always at Miss Edna's house, your great-grandmother's house and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And so when he finally got married and I saw the nice person Angie was and that we got along so good, mm-hmm. I was like, well, maybe I guess I can let him go, you know, because your dad's like, you can't raise a man, and which we all know it's not, well, I just raised one, you know.
Yeah.
But at the time, you know, he was like, you can't raise a man and let him, you know, come. And I'm like, okay, you know, let's just see and let's just give it a try. So that's how it all happened. But it was definitely because of Angie. Like, you know, once he settled down and once, you know, he got that, you know, family thing going, that's when I made the decision. And it was still hard, but
Right.
You know, I went ahead and let him do it. You know, like I said, I was working so much, you know, and you know, you were back and forth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at the time I was with my youngest son's dad and, you know, it was a difficult transition trying to get you here and there. So I was like, well, you know, maybe you could just go out to Elvesta with Jaden and, you know, Carrie. Well, your dad didn't like that idea, you know.
Yeah.
He was like, well, no, bring him back to, you know, my grandmother's or whatever, you know, stuff like that. So that's kind of, you know, was made the decision a little easier, you know, just like the job situation and, you know.
Yeah.
Angie. Stuff like that. But Angie okay. definitely was a major thing because I look at Angie and she never treated you like nothing other than her own child. Like, you know, she
hold on,
like
mama. We're going to get to all eating. Well, wait.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm just telling you.
No, I know, but you ain't going to leave me. Now. Are you telling the whole story? Wait a minute.
Okay, well, go ahead. Okay.
All right. Angie, what did you hear about my mom before you met her?
I heard all good things. I mean, not a lot. Mm-hmm. I just heard that she was nice. You know, I asked, well, how's his mom? You know, she's nice.
Mm-hmm.
And your dad did say, I'm pretty sure y'all will get along fine. He did say that. Mm-hmm. I was never, for some reason, I was never even concerned about it. Because, for one, I knew that I was not coming into it with, the type of mindset that would cause confusion or anything like that. I wanted to make sure that everything was peaceful. I knew that as a mom, she had your best interests at heart. Mm-hmm. And as long as I had your best interests at heart, then what was there for us to have a feud over, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mama, what... Okay, when you first found out that my dad was seriously pursuing or with Angie or whatever, what did you think before you met Angie? Because, you know, you had been around for previous relationships of his. So what did
yes,
you think?
I was just about to say.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just about to say, well, you know, it was a few before Angie, okay? Mm-hmm. It's been a few that I didn't particularly... Well, you know, we're not going to get into that.
Yeah.
But you're asking me what I thought about mm-hmm. when I knew he was getting serious with Angie?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
You know, because, and like I said, the first time I met Angie, and I'll never forget, was at your program.
That's what I wanted to, that's what the next question I was about to ask about the first time y'all met.
Yeah, it was at your program at Sam Houston, and that was the first time I met her. And, you know, she was sweet. We said, hey, we really didn't talk too much there, but... You know, it was like, hi, you know, she seemed like a sweet girl, you know.
Yeah.
And as time went on, you know, like, she brought me a Mother's Day gift before, like, you know, to the apartment. You know, it was just like a lot of stuff. I was like, oh, yeah, you know, she was just nice, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Real nice. Nothing was stuck up about her, you know, like some previous stuff I've seen, you know, nothing was stuck up and, you know, this and that, you know. So, yeah, it was all good.
Angie, how was, and be 100% transparent with this answer, will my dad, sometimes, you know, he don't talk, he tell you after he does something, so when he told you, after or before he made the decision that I was moving out there, did y'all have previous conversations before?
We did.
Okay.
We did. Probably very early on when we even started getting serious, we discussed the fact of you moving, you know, with him. He said he'd always wanted you to move with him.
Yeah.
I've always been 100% okay with it. Mm-hmm. Like, when my thought process has always been, if I'm dating a guy and he has a child, we're married, that's my child. I mean, it's no ifs, ands, buts about it. So at that point, if that was, you know, what him and your mom wanted, then that was fine with me.
Mm-hmm.
A little scared. Because I had never been a mother before. but
and then you were kind of coming in, like, it's different to where your first time, most people's first times mothering is from infancy to, but then you had to, I was 10, you know, so you have to start there and then go.
And it was pros and cons, okay? Mm-hmm. I was excited because I didn't have to go through the changing diaper stage, the nights up. The nights up and not getting much sleep. I was like, okay, he's already potty trained and everything, great. But then also at that point, you have your own opinions already, own thoughts. You know, you've already had some life lessons. So
yeah,
trying to, you know, just figure out how to adapt to raising someone that already had their, you know, at 10, starting at 10.
Right. Mom, did you ever feel like, because I was with Angie, I live with Angie, so did you ever have any, like, insecurities about the fact that you weren't, in your head, not that you weren't, but wasn't doing enough because, you know, Angie would be the one taking me to football practice, picking me up, be the one, you know, cooking every night, or be the one helping with homework, or be blah, blah, blah. And obvious, for obvious reasons, you couldn't. Did you ever have, like, any thoughts, like, man, you know, and, like, any insecurities about that? Not that you were jealous of her, but, you know, as a mom, that's just natural, I would think.
Yeah, some stuff, sometimes, you know, that would come through my head, like, did I make the right decision letting them go? Because, believe me, it was plenty of times I was like, I should have never let them go, you know? Just not because of Angie, but just because of, you know, some stuff, you know, that, you know, I don't want to get into it, but, That's, like, the only time that I kind of, like, you know, I should have never let him go out there. But then, and, you know, like, in some of your football games, I couldn't make it to. You remember all that? Like, I'm working, and it was just a lot of stuff. So, yeah, I did have, you know, those thoughts sometimes, you know. But I never was, like, really jealous, and I never was jealous of Angie, you know, like, with you, because you know who your mom is. You know, you never, you know, made me feel, like, you know, no different, you know. Yeah. It was always still mama, 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 mama. Because you already knew what I had done, you know. Mm-hmm. And Angie never made me feel like that. You know, me and Angie always joking. Angie's like, I feel like I had him myself. Like, you know, I burst him. And, I, you know, that never, like, made me mad or anything. We just always joked about stuff like that. So,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, I did feel a little, you know. You know, you would, anybody with a kid, you know, and you're that young, and, you know, I can't make it to a lot of your events and stuff like that.
And
or,
your
you
firstborn.
Know, I'm missing a lot of your stuff. And my firstborn, you know. Yeah, I did feel kind of, you know, down at times, you know.
Yeah.
About that.
I guess I have a question for the both of y'all. Just asking in, I guess, regards to people who are dating, you know, men with children. I guess, Angie, did you feel, I know you kind of already said it, but was there any type of, like, nervousness going into it, meeting him or, you know, meeting Jada? And
maybe a tad bit, but like I said, I had, from what I'd heard, and like I said, it wasn't much about her that, you know, we would probably get along well. I didn't realize that we were going to get along as well as we do.
I know. We got so good.
But, and as far as Kyrie, he told me from jump when he told me he had a son, you're going to love him. And I'm like, really? And I did. The minute I laid eyes on him, like, he was just
the personality of Kyrie.
Yes. I guess that makes it a lot easier when your stepson is Kyrie. But I guess then I have a question for you. Did you did you have any concerns going into it, like meeting, you know, who your dad was now dating, or
No, because like my mom said, my mom will always have her place. Like, you know, that's my mom. So. And previous women he dated, I really didn't have a relationship with. Andrew's probably the first one. And so, no, I don't think. And even though I say, like, my mom will always have her place, like, but I was very protective of Angie also, you know, in certain situations I would have, you know, a reaction or, you know, I would, you know. So, no, not me, not personally. Just me, and a lot of that probably has to do with who Angie is.
Yeah.
You know, she's not one of those stepmoms that make you feel like you're a stepchild.
Yeah.
You know, from the jump, like she said, it was always, you know, now you're my child too. And then at first she didn't have any children of her own. So I really was like it, like the only child, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The reason why I bring it up is because I had dated a guy with a kid who was 10 years old. And going into it, I mean, I believe everybody would love to have the relationship that you two have. You go into it. I know even for myself, going to meet her for the first time, I know that she's 10. I know that she is going to vividly remember this experience and she's going to have a lot to say. Whereas my friends who are with guys who have kids, he's 2. So she doesn't have to worry right. about, you know, she can have a kind of a rough start at the right, beginning right. and still make up for it at the end. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm just curious, especially I feel like nowadays in our generation, a lot of people are, it is more common to be a stepmom, mm-hmm. Just the way that things are working out. Right. So it's always nice to hear a good relationship between the two.
Right. So I know so far it's been all peachy about their relationships, and they do not know I'm bringing this up because I did not tell them what I'm asking them. I don't do that to my guest. You just have to come and find out. But without, I'm not going to go too much into it, but there was one hiccup in their relationship.
Oh, yeah,
hold on, mama. Oh, hold yeah. on.
No, I'm just saying. I know what you're talking about.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, one day, Angie had disciplined me, and I got on the phone and called my mom and told her what happened. And there was an altercation there. And now that I look back on it, I don't even know how you guys moved on from it. Not that it was a big deal. I'm saying I don't know, like, what was the conversation or none of that. So can y'all, first mom, then Angie, can you guys speak to that? Like, how did y'all get over that? Because I don't even remember. I just know one day y'all were back talking. So how did that happen?
Did it last a day? I don't even think it lasted a day.
Yeah.
It didn't even last a day.
No.
Yeah.
Any mother, you know, when your child calls you, like, upset, you know, you're just going to get up, you know, like, suddenly, you know, you're just going to get upset, you know. And so when I called Angie and asked her, you know, about the situation, she was like, you know, the aggravation. She was still probably mad from Kyrie, okay? Mm-hmm. And I know how Kyrie can get. But it just was like I say, if, you know, your child is calling, you're upset, you know, it just strikes a nerve. And when I asked Angie about it, you know, it was just like a screaming match, you know, and we just started screaming, you know, at each other and da-da-da. I'm not going to get into it with everything was said or whatever. But I think Damien called and then it was a whole situation with him, too. Okay. Mm-hmm. Some stuff happened with him, too. You know what he said, Kyrie? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to even bring that up.
Don't talk about my daddy. You know, this might be the one podcast he do listen to when he see.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this comes out with y'all two on here.
But anyway, yeah. I thought about it, and I'm like, you know, that was too much. You shouldn't have got to that point, you know. Angie's doing all she can, you know. She's practically out there. She's doing everything for Kyrie, and I know how Kyrie can get sometimes. So I called her, and I apologized to her. And that's how we started back talking.
Got it. Now, Angie, I remember, I have a great memory. I get that from my mom, actually. Her memory is off the chain. Like, she remember everything. But I remember when they got off the phone, Angie, like, screamed, like, what she said? She screamed, like, that's what she said. You trying to turn your mom against me? And but seriously, though, she was hurt because that showed some value, how she valued you guys' relationship. That's why she
We had
that.
Never been through anything
mm-hmm.
like that, like nothing.
Yep, talk about that, Angie.
Like that. And then you.
Hold on, mama, let Angie go. Let Angie go.
Oh, okay, go ahead,
Angie. Well, I think originally, like you said, when she mm-hmm. called, I was still upset. It was still a lot going on. I had two little ones that were running around me at the mm-hmm. time. They mm-hmm. were like maybe two, I think. And so between them and then him acting up and then she called and originally I said, well, can we just talk about it later? But again, like mm-hmm. she said, when your child calls you upset, you know, you want to know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So when we didn't just leave it at that, then like she said, the screaming match started. But it really had nothing to do with she and I. We really were just both. She was worked up and emotional because of you, you know, because you called. And mm-hmm. I was irritated because of, you know, I had to discipline you and the kids. And this, I'm like, it was so much going on at one time. Probably not long after we even got off the phone, I'm sitting there thinking, and I'm like, this is not us. You know, this is not. Mm-hmm. We're literally, Jada and I have like a sisterly relationship. Like we're like really. So I thought about it and I'm saying, okay. Sisters argue, You know what I'm saying? Family members argue. So it's okay for us to have a disagreement. She came back and apologized. I apologized. Everything was, you know, smooth out. And like I said, I don't even think it was a whole day. You know, I don't even think it was a full day.
Yeah, it was like maybe the next day, because I remember Kyrie called. He was like, Mom, you need to apologize to Angie. I said, we already talked. Thank you.
I already handled that.
Like, thank you. You go sit your tail down somewhere.
You're trying to run us.
I do. Anyway. Yeah, so that was probably the only hiccup.
Yeah.
Right there.
That was the only one.
Ever. Right there. Yeah. It's kind of, I know you didn't think I was going to bring that up, but I had to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But,
transparency.
Transparency. Exactly. Yeah. That's what this podcast is about. But it's amazing that y'all still have the relationship y'all do through, you know, a lot of things. But, and it doesn't stop with me as far as Angie taking on my mom's children. So my brother, I have another brother, Jaden, who is my mom's child.
And they
trying
to steal him too. And no, y'all exactly.
We share everything.
Yes. And I think by the time Jaden started being able to come around, my mom was so comfortable with Angie that she probably didn't even think twice about it.
Not at all.
And that, see, it is so weird. The fact that it's me, I'm your husband's son. But then my brother, who has no, he's connected to me, but he just comes at the house. And it's the same, thing. And it's mm-hmm. so rare. And you just don't see things like this. What advice, I'm going to ask you two different questions. So, Mom, what advice would you give moms whose child...
Well, I'm a stepmom, too.
You are. That is true. But I want you to be a mom for this podcast, okay? All right.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I'm a step... You know, you're talking about step-parent situation.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. what advice would you give moms that have a child that is, you know, away from them and with a stepmom, and how to handle that situation as the quote-unquote baby mama?
Oh, God.
And I guess it's all dependent on the person, too.
This is hard, yes, because you, okay, like, nobody is, like, me and Angie are, like, rare, our relationship,
mm-hmm.
you know, because, like I said, I have a stepdaughter, and me and her mom's relationship didn't go like me and Angie's relationship, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know... With the situation, you know, I'm not bitter. Me and Damien never really had a relationship. This is like something in high school, one of those drunken nights. You see what I'm saying?
Hey.
So it's no reason to be, you know,
mm-hmm.
mad and bitter.
Yeah.
It's just no reason. And this is a hard question that would you just ask me. I mean, I don't know. Just try to ask Angie. Get that question to Angie.
I can't ask Angie. I have to ask you.
I don't know. I can't give any advice on that.
It's a special situation.
I can't.
So, Angie.
Because, like I say, nobody, like, I mean, our relationship is rare. So, yeah. I can't go ahead and give any advice to, you know.
Right. As a stepmom, what advice would you give people, like Kelly was saying, that date somebody with a child and having that relationship with their mother?
I would say, first off, you should always, always, always have the child's best interest at heart. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're dating their dad or whatever, then we're adults. We mm-hmm. can get past things. A child is being molded, you know, so you don't want to have that negative input on a child's upbringing. Damaged children become damaged adults,
mm-hmm.
you know, so when you date someone, if you love them the way, and you're, you know, it's getting a serious marriage and you love them the way that you should, I don't know how it is nowadays, but the way you should love them, then their child is just an extension of them. So the same love that you have for them, and really more, you know, in a lot of cases, you'll have more love for the child. So I think you should always be considerate of the fact that, again, also that you could be in the same situation as the biological mom. How would you mm-hmm. want someone to treat your biological child if mm-hmm. there was another remarriage, you know, mm-hmm. or something? So, I mean, if you keep all of those in mind, and then you know, like I said, always have the child's best interest at heart, then I think, you know, that's the best advice I could give, you know.
I'm going to ask you this question because I kind of want to stroke my ego. But
here we go.
When you think about it, though, what do you think me coming in your life at that particular time, and you think about the totality of everything going on, what do you think that taught you?
Well, backtrack. Mm-hmm. Initially, I never thought, I will say this, mm-hmm. and listen now, because I won't say it again.
Go ahead.
I will say that you made it extremely easy. Like, Kyrie was one of the most loving kids you ever want to meet. Mm-hmm. And I always thought, anytime I thought about dating a guy with kids, it's like, oh my God, I don't want the kids. Oh, you're not my mom. You know, you think yes, about kids like that. That's the number mm-hmm. one thing. You're not my mom. Or, you know, just doing things that he was never like that. Like, he was always so loving and just affectionate, just a loving child. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so he was. Mm-hmm. He made it so easy, you know. So, I mean, as far as.
My question was, what do you think me coming into your life at that point taught you?
It did teach me a lot of responsibility. You mean in marriage once you move
period,
in?
Period. Or you
mean
you, period? Period. Just,
yeah. It grounded me, I think. Mm-hmm. Because at that point...
do you... Oh, I don't need to cut you off.
No,
but ahead. Do you think you would have been a little bit more selfish had I not been in the equation?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. I think I would have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, that's why I said, you know, it grounded me. It made me mature a little faster mm-hmm. than what, you know what I mean? I was an adult, but you don't stop maturing at 20-something, you know?
Right.
So, I think it did. It matured me a lot. It taught me a lot as far as raising kids. It helped me for when I did actually have, you know, children myself. Mm-hmm. So it did help me, be a better parent to them. You know, I'd already had some practice.
Right. let me say that Angie is not the only person to accept me like that. Her parents, her whole family did, really. Like, it wasn't no, like, step treatment for, you know, none of that. Like, it was, and Mom, you know this, too. They are like, that's my grandchild, period. Like, it's no, nothing.
Can I play this?
Oh, God, yes. They accepted me, too. Like,
yep.
It's just like with us, it's like with this family, like with this, it's like all like family. Just like, it's just like one big blended happy family. That's exactly how it is.
I was going to say, it goes both ways. I was just at Jaden's graduation party.
That's true.
And Jada's family is the exact same way. They are so accepting and loving. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I enjoyed myself so much.
Oh, we had a good time.
So did my brother Damien.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. He fell in love with Uncle Bobby.
Yeah, yes. He loved him some Uncle Bobby.
Right.
So, in conclusion, I would say that I have been extremely blessed to have such a relatively seamless situation. Not many people are blessed to have two moms, two great moms at that, I already have a big family, but a whole nother extension of family. So yeah, and I hope that other young women or women that would ultimately be in you guys' situation will take from this conversation, because you see it all the time where this thing does not work out like this.
And
I was gonna say, just the age that I'm at, like I said, in this generation, like, I know I probably will end up being a stepmom, and I want a relationship like that, you know. Kyrie knows me. I will do whatever I can to get along with somebody, and I hate if anybody has a bad impression of me, but you know, my parents have been together since they were 15 years old. So I never experienced, you know, divorce or anything like that, and never had a stepmom, never had a stepdad. So it's just nice to, like, be able to hear, you know, because sometimes I'll talk to my friends and they'll be like, yeah,
the baby mama's crazy, she's causing all these
it's nice to know I'm going into it with a positive mind, because I'm hoping I can create the same. And that's why, you know, I do appreciate the advice that y'all give, but again, y'all just both seem like really genuine people from, you know, the jump. So hopefully I come across.
Yep. And yeah, like I said, it worked out great for me because, like I said, it's so many people like pouring into me. And of course, Angie was just another person. And it's like an added on. And from that, I got my brother and my youngest brother and sister from that situation also, which is a blessing. And I'll, you know, that's my folks. But so, yeah, so the whole situation turned out great. I think one thing that helped, you know, going back to the, you know, baby mama crazy, is that my mom was kind of detached from that with my dad, and it wasn't like a thing there. And so that allowed them the space to formulate a relationship without, you know, all jealousy playing in or envy, like, oh, she got the ring, she got the house, I deserve blah, 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 and all that. So without that in the picture, that allowed them to focused on the relationship itself. So yeah, do you have, I know y'all want to say something to each other, so go ahead before we get out of here.
Angie, I love you. Look,
I love you too.
That's just my baby mama.
All right, and I think that is a good way to end episode 51.
Look, Angie, he's trying to rush us off.
Yes,
now,
I'm going to call you.
Oh, y'all done.
We
don't know. Angie, I will talk to you. Like, we got to get together.
I know. We have not gotten together.
I'm working
in
Beaumont now. So, like, when you come out here, like, one morning, we can go to breakfast. You know, I'm not working as much as I was.
And I don't want to hear you talking about you working retired.
No. I'm not working as much as I was.
Okay.
Every other day. Hey, don't say that on the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll get together.
Okay, dear.
All right, are you done?
Are you done? Yes.
I love you too. All right, that's it for episode 51 of the All That Podcast.